Morning, everyone. This is Abdul Yusuf from CHRY 105.5. This morning, I'm speaking to Chester Brown. He's an award-winning Canadian cartoonist, definitely one of the top contributors in the field of graphic novels. His work ranges from the surreal in Ed the Happy Clown to the autobiographical I Never Liked You, and the historical biography Louis Riel, which I just personally read myself recently. His latest book is called Paying for It. And as this title suggests, it is about sex. Okay, Mr. Brown, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Abdul. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to touch up a little bit on Louis Riel. So I'd like to first ask, why did you decide upon Louis Riel?
Well, I had an interest in history and politics. And I guess sometime in the mid-90s, a woman named Maggie Siggins had published her biography about Riel, and I read it, and I thought it was really interesting. But the thing is, even though Riel is one of the best-known figures in Canadian history, mm-hmm. so much of what I read in her biography was totally new to me. And I thought there would be a lot more people like me out there who just didn't know this stuff. And it would be helpful, I thought, to have it in an accessible format like a graphic novel. You know, Maggie Siggins' biography is great, but it's something like 400 pages, prose. And so I just figured doing a graphic novel version of the story would make it that much more appealing to at least some readers out there. I knew it would be interesting to work on for me, you know, that I would, I thought I would enjoy the process of creating it, and I was right. I had a blast doing it.
Okay, so you weren't intimidated at all by the fact that you were touching on historical events?
I was a bit intimidated, yes. At the beginning, I was a bit concerned that I had bitten off more than I could chew. There was a lot of material to read through. You know, it wasn't just a matter of reading Maggie Siggins' book and then, you know, making a graphic novel based on that. I had to ground myself in the period, read a lot of other books about the subject and about the Canadian political situation in general at the time, and all the events that led up to it. Yeah, it was pretty intimidating, mm-hmm. but I actually enjoyed that process too, because I'm interested in history, and yeah. It was just I like that process of taking a lot of material and having to digest it and kind of spit it out in a simplified form. To me, that's fun, I guess, or I enjoy that process.
Okay, and how long was the process, like from the research to the actual drawing, inking, the creation of the work?
The research and writing the script, I kind of did at the same time. I would, you know, read and write portions of the script and then read another book and write portions of the script. And, of course, some of the books I read didn't work into the material didn't work into the script in any way. But yeah. So the writing and the reading all kind of went together. And that process of just reading and writing lasted about 10 months. But then drawing the book took another 4 years, or probably a little more than 4 years. And while I was drawing, so I was kind of adding to the script. The research didn't end really at the end of the 10-month period when I started drawing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow, that was quite a long process.
Yeah. The whole thing took me 5 years.
I also read that the initial 10-issue serialized version of Louis Riel did not do quite as well as the collected edition.
No, it sold really poorly. That was a big disappointment. So I didn't know how it would do
in graphic.
Yeah, when it was published as a book, yeah. But that's when it found its market. Was when it was actually in bookstores. You know, there's a comic book shop that I go to regularly here in Toronto. The Beguiling, a great bookshop, comic book shop here.
The Beguiling?
The Beguiling,
okay.
Yeah. And it's right next to Honest Ed's.
Okay.
Anyways, I walked into that shop one day, I think right after the first issue had come out, And the guy who at that time owned the store said to me, you know, what were you thinking? Louis Riel. So he thought it was a big mistake. And it was a big mistake at the beginning, but turned out in the end to have worked well, because in graphic novel form, it sold very well.
Okay, well, I mean, we have quite a number of Canadian talent in mainstream comics. Jeff Lemire pops up, and then there's also quite a number of people in our alternative comics as well. Seth would be a great example.
Friend Seth, who I've to go way back,
yeah,
probably considered the foremost graphic novelist now in Canada. His work is great.
Yeah.
The drawing style that he has developed is so amazing. The sorts of stories he tells. He's interested at getting at life in it from a different perspective than say the perspective you usually get in mass media storytelling. It's much more grounded in everyday sorts of experiences.
How do you feel about the market in Canada? In terms of talent and in terms of...
In terms of talent, it's amazing. I mean, I was just talking about Seth,
yeah,
but there are so many amazing young cartoonists coming up now. Do you know who Ethan Riley is?
No.
He's a young cartoonist. He's got a comic book series coming out now called Popats. In that, he's serializing this story about a young female lawyer in a law office. And it sounds completely boring, but it is so... I just read the most recent issue. It just came out, Popats number 3. And it is absolutely riveting. It's a story about this woman in this law office, and she's witnessing all the office politics going on around her. And I was reading this issue, and I couldn't believe how amazingly good it was. It's just stunningly brilliant. So he's definitely a talent to watch. And he draws, his drawing style is amazing. I know this other young cartoonist named Jason Kiefer. He just wrote a graphic novel biography about this guy named Xanta, real-life guy. He wore a Santa hat and the shorts, but otherwise he would walk around kind of naked or like half naked, you know.
No.
He would walk around topless, and he was very muscle bound, and he would do push-ups and all over the place, just on the street, and he'd be posing on the street. And for some reason, the police disliked this guy.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, he got banned from the downtown Toronto area. So Jason thought this was an outrage. Like, how can you ban a guy for, you know, not doing anything other than posing and doing push-ups on the street?
Yeah.
I mean, he may be kind of disruptive, but he's not, you know, hurting anyone or anything. So, yeah, Jason did this graphic novel. It's actually just debuted. I'm not even sure if it's in stores yet. I guess it made its debut at Word on the Street last week. It's a really interesting story. So he's another young cartoonist to watch.
Okay.
Oh, another Toronto artist who is amazing, a young guy, is Michael DeForge. He does a comic book series called Lose, L-O-S-E. The issue that he just came out with is his third issue, too. He's much more, whereas Ethan Riley and Jason Kiefer and Seth, for that matter, are all much more grounded in reality. Michael DeForge, his work is much closer to surrealism, just very strange stuff. Or there will be stories that seem kind of grounded in reality, but then he throws in weird little odd dreamlike elements. You have no idea what it is, but it's brilliant. It's really great stuff. And again, his drawing style is amazing too. So he's another guy who's... There are just so many. So anyways, I've caught up in giving specific examples. The point is, there are so many amazing young talents out there. So from the talent point of view, Canada has it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of talent here.
Yeah.
From an industry point of view, well, for so long, really the only significant publisher was Drawn and Quarterly. That's my publisher.
Yeah.
But now this other publisher has come along, Koyama, I think it's Koyama Press. It's run by this woman, Annie Koyama. And she's really publishing some interesting work. So that kind of has helped kind of liven up the industry scene, where at least we have two significant graphic novel publishers now.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all I have time for today. But thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome, Abdul.
And I hope we've been able to get a couple people interested in the art form.
That would be good.